94. Hemingway.
I'm doing some research on American authors. Could you help me?
Sure. Who are you researching?
I'm thinking of doing Ernest Hemingway. I know a little about him already. Nature was an important part of Hemingway's life and work. That must be why he tried to escape city life as often as he could.
As soon as he became successful, he preferred to live in isolated places. All of the places he lived in, after the big cities, were convenient locales for hunting and fishing.
While he was at school, he wrote for the student newspaper, which led him to his first job at the Kansas City Star, a job which was arranged by his uncle.
Did you know that when he was 18 years old, he tried to enlist in the army? It was World War I at that time, but he wasn't allowed to join because of his poor eyesight.
He joined the Red Cross instead, as an ambulance driver. That's how he got to Europe. He was seriously wounded by an exploding mortar, and in the army hospital, he met a nurse. The nurse, in his great novel, A Farewell to Arms.
After that, he went to work for another newspaper back home in America.
Yes, he was the European correspondent, so he moved back to Europe.
During the mid-1920s, he wrote the most important works of 20th century fiction, both books of short stories, In Our Time and Men Without Women.
In 4 short years, he went from being an unknown writer to being the most important writer of his generation, and perhaps the 20th century.
His writing took him to Spain, Cuba, many places. Also, he was married many times.
During the Second World War, he returned to Europe to report, where he met another woman, his fourth wife.
After that, he began writing The Old Man and the Sea, another amazing book, and in 1954, he won the Nobel Prize for Literature.
Not long after, he became suicidal, and in 1961, he took his own life.
Such a shame. He was another tragic genius. Thank you.